have other engagements or something.
Say, somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, no, I got up and got to work before sunup, and I went all day.
I'm too tired to.
You think you might sit there beside too tired? Say if you just completely
exhausted. I'm all in. So many expressions that are used.
Would you ever use wear out there?
Now, I've heard, but I very seldom.
Ever hear anything like tuckered out?
I'm worn out.
Worn out.
Worn out.
And,
or I'm all in. It's another expression I use quite a bit.
Say it was an accident or something. Up the road, you know. I said, well, they called the ambulance, but he was what by the time the ambulance got there?
He had died, yeah, I guess that would be it if it was too late.
And, let's see, we talked about some of the kinds of birds and so forth, didn't we? We talked about yes ma'am and no ma'am and children and so forth, but let me ask you some questions about, you know, family relationships and so forth. When you're children were coming up, what did they usually call you? Did they call you mother or?
My son called me mom, and my daughter called me mother. was the difference in them. They called their daddy, daddy.
What about their grandparents? What were they usually?
They both had nicknames. They only knew their mother, grandmother, and grandfather on my side of the house. And they called my daddy, Daddy Bill, and my mother, Meemaw.
I think of most grandparents tend to have big names, mm-hmm. like Big Daddy or something like that.
My granddaughter calls me Mimi.
You have one granddaughter?
Just one granddaughter.
Say if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she might say, well, first I better ask.
My husband.
Or the woman might say, well, first, or the man might say, first I better ask my
wife.
Do you ever hear any kind of humorous terms that the woman might use for referring to her husband?
Well, the better half is, I guess, the one that I hear most of the time.
Is that used by men and women?
Both, more than anything else.
And, I think you mentioned that you were a widow. Your husband had died. Now, sometimes, say that a woman or a husband hasn't died, but just left her. Do you ever hear any name for her?
For the woman that...
See, her husband has just left her. He's not dead.
She's been left alone.
You ever heard the term grass widow?
Yes.
He's there, didn't
that you? Is where, yes, that's where the... There's divorces. Mm-hmm. Where is there is a divorce.
And, children. Any other name you might use to refer to your children?
We called our son, when the daughter was born, we started calling him, saying brother to her. And she called him Bubby, so for a long time he was Bubby and she was Pumpkin. So those were the two names that we had for the two kids when they were growing up.
Do you have any special name for that kind of name, like Pumpkin, though?
All of a sudden somebody said something and she picked it up herself and started laughing about it, and she said, I'm a pumpkin, and from then on it just kind of took to her.
She was.
She was a pumpkin.
My wife.
Although she never resembled one, she's always been rather slender.
My wife, Cricket, was an mm-hmm. name for her. I still do her daddy, but I still use that. What do you call something you can say, put something on wheels that you can put a baby in and lie down?
Playpen or something.
What about something you could roll around on?
A carriage.